How'd you feel about your workout today?
It was good. It was a nice group of guys coming in. This is my second time going against Kevin. But it was fun. It was a great workout, and we got to compete.
How many workouts have you done so far, and how many do you have left to go?
This is, I want to say, number 13.
Wow.
Still got, well, now three left that I know of. I'm still getting calls right now, but I'm excited. I like this. This is fun. Go up against guys you've seen all year, grew up playing against, and, I mean, you can't ask for anything better to be traveling around trying out for NBA teams.
When you look at the way this league is going, pace and space, shooting, how good is it to have that one skill to shoot the ball that you do that can help you in your quest to get to the league?
I feel like in this league, you got your superstar guys, but kind of everybody else is, you got to find your niche and find one thing that you do really, really well that you can add to a team. I feel like shooting and passing are kind of my niche in this league, so that's just what I'm trying to show now.
Has it helped you that Coach Izzo has played you on and off the ball during your career?
Definitely. And not just that, my entire 4 years at Michigan State is preparing me for this. Just what Coach is. Coach is one of the best coaches to ever coach the game. And just what he instills, toughness, defense, and being a skilled player and being able to adapt. So I got to thank him a lot.
Can you talk a little bit about the adversity you went through your freshman year and how that kind of has helped you get where you are today?
I went through a lot. My freshman year going into my sophomore year, really didn't know if I was going to live or not. And it's really, honestly, going through that changed my life. It's made me appreciate everything so much more, the smaller things in life. And you really don't appreciate something until you get it taken away from you. And I really have an appreciation for basketball that much more now.
Are you enjoying the experience of working out for all these teams?
Oh, definitely. People ask me all the time, are you getting tired? Are you fizzling out? I'm like, no, I wouldn't rather do anything else. You're getting to travel around the country, go to cities I probably wouldn't get a chance to go to on my own, and you're getting to play against some of the top players in the country. So this is what players dream of.
You look at draft boards at all and see about where you're projected to go and look at teams?
Not really. That's something I try and stay away from, and because that could be good or bad for you. My thing is just trying to come into each opportunity and kind of show who I am. Each opportunity is a new one. It's the first time a team might be able to see you, so I don't try and get caught up in that.
How did this work out today compared to the 12 before now that you've had? Was it different or kind of standard? I mean,
It's hard after going to so many different places. There's only a certain amount of drills you can do, especially when you're going 3-on-3. But this was definitely a tough one, and one I enjoyed, especially your chance to go 3-on-3. They really let you compete today, so I like that.
How much do you dive into teams before you go work out for them? Do you look at their rosters and kind of what's that process like?
Just from being a fan, I mean, of the NBA, I eat, sleep, and drink basketball, so I kind of have an understanding of the team situation coming in just from watching throughout the year and just knowing certain guys. Usually, from the Big Ten, we usually follow guys, see how they're doing in the league. So, I mean, it keeps you up to date.
So, with that said, how do you feel like you would fit here in Utah?
I feel like I'd be a great fit. They got a young team, really athletic, guys that really do well in space. So, I feel like me being on the team would be able to help space the floor out and kind of create lanes for them to drive.